feel like your script looks good on paper, but like when you say it, it's like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? Listen, just give me an episode's worth of time. I can't even tell you how long this is going to be. But listen, if you give me an episode worth of time, I promise you that I will teach you how to use the script, but not be the script in a way that helps you feel more like you and still get solid yeses. And if you just hit play, hi, I'm Genevieve Scorey. I'm a former sales executive for a $350 million brand. I've coached thousands of women for decades, and I have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of female selling and entrepreneurship. And I have such a huge passion for your projects and making sure they get off the ground and get you what you want that now I'm a straight talking sales coach for women who want the growth without the gross. This is Fix This, Grow Fast, and you are tuned into part two of a series where we're talking about how to be authentically you and still get the sales that you're looking for. And today we're talking all things use the script. Just don't be the script, sister. So I'm telling you, today we are hitting it hard because it's not that scripts are bad, because scripts aren't bad. It's how you all use them. Like you just read them. And that's not the point. Scripts aren't bad. Reading them word for word, bad. We're going to break down how to use them, what you want to keep, what you want to change. And by the end of this series, well, by the end of this particular podcast, you're going to leave with one good DM, one call opener, and one close that you can start using today. So today's tip of the day when it comes to scripts is structure stays, phrasing plays, meaning keep the structure. Play with the phrasing so that it sounds like you. So grab that morning drink or whatever you happen to be drinking, whatever time of day it is, and let's break this down. Most scripts fail. Most scripts fail before you even say a word, because honestly, they're just written by well-meaning people who do not understand a single thing about copywriting, about scripts, even about sales. And what ends up happening is you use a script, and they don't tell you, like, is this the right place to use it? Is this the right moment? Is this the right reason? I mean, what is the point of this script? And if you don't understand those basics, you can end up writing a script that sounds really crazy. And there have been many that I've seen. So let's start here. What is a script designed to do? A script is a conversation designed to help people feel informed and respected. Gotta check those two boxes, mamas. It's got like informed and respected. And in order for that to happen, you've got to get a few things right. The first thing is when. You've got to understand, when am I using this script? And I want you to think about, like, okay, moment of clarity. If I ask you, when do you use that script? You should be able to say, I use it here, to create clarity around what? So is it an outreach DM? Is it a discovery call script that you need? Is it an offer, an invitation script? Or is it a follow-up script? All of those things would be about the when. Here's when you use the script. Now, there's also where. Where do you use the script? So some scripts are emails. Some scripts are better used as voice notes. Some scripts are, oh yeah, the phone still works, so a phone call. But a lot of people use DMs. And here's the key here. If we're talking about making sure that your prospects always feel safe engaging in conversations with you, you have to use the channel where your authenticity, and say that 10 times fast, where your authenticity comes through the best. I don't love DMs. I personally prefer voice notes, Zooms, or some sort of recording where you can see my face, you can feel my heart. Like, I'm not leaving the interpretation of the message up to you, which is why I don't love DMs. But some people, listen, you're into DMs, you're into emails. That's cool. Just pick one, lovey. and then decide, like, this is the way I roll. So if somebody tells you, well, this is absolutely a phone call, it's okay to go, phone call's not for me. Not for me. That's totally okay. Because if people experience you through DMs the best, that's the method you want to stick to. Then you have to understand, why are you messaging the person in the first place? What is the intent behind this script? So am I trying to clarify something? Am I trying to help them with something? Do I want to invite them to something? It's the outcome that you have to think about in advance. So what is the outcome that I want from this script? And guess what the answer is not? It is not to get them to buy something. Like, this is major red flags when it comes to scripts. Keep the conversation clear and respectful. And hear me when I say this, you must understand your job is not to control anyone. So if you ever hear a script and like, oh, we're going to make them do this, red flag. Now, all of this conversation is about, how do I not feel salesy? And the answer is always authenticity. But what people struggle with is, how do I make it authentic? So in our last episode, we talked about your authentic sales DNA, and DNA standing for distinctive, natural, and authentic version of yourself. If you caught part one, awesome. I would recommend that you go back and listen to it. But if you didn't hear episode 6, I went ahead and put that link in the show notes so that you can go back and listen to it. So the D for DNA stands for your distinctive traits. These are the things sometimes that we try to, like, you know, script our way out of because somebody says you should show up like they did. The truth is that people are attracted to you because of your distinctive traits. It's those little things that people notice about you and honestly that they like about you. Maybe it's your steadiness. Maybe it's your calmness. That's not me. Maybe it's your humor. Maybe it's your directness. I will tell you, there was a long time that I was taught, like, hey, you're just too bossy. And I'm like, I like my bossy side, like literally like my bossy side. And my bossy and direct side attracts people. Are you feeling me? That attract the right people to me. I don't sound like me when I try to dumb it down, when I add too much hype. Like, if I were like super hypey, you'd be like, ugh, I don't even want to listen to her. So you've got to understand what your distinctive traits are. The next part of your DNA is your natural communication style. How do you explain things best? Now, you know this when you talk to your girlfriends. So if I was going to tell my girlfriend about my vacation, what communication style am I going to use? Am I going to tell a story? Am I going to give them a step-by-step accounting? Do I use data? Is it vision-based? Every one of you have a main and a secondary style of communication. You want to lean into those styles and use them regularly. The third thing is your audience match points, or something we call value congruence. This is where you and your audience have this match set of values and they feel connected and trust you because they're like, hey, we're the same. This could be things like, I'm a straight talker. Right? I'm a straight talker. If you're a shrinking violet, maybe you don't like my approach. If you're someone that's very egotistical, you might not like my approach either, because people like me don't like people to tell me what to do. So I get that. Maybe you're a family first kind of person. So if somebody's really pushing you to like shove your family aside to do this first, that's not gonna, you know, that's not gonna vibe with you. Maybe you're into sustainability. Maybe you're into like a calm, authentic approach. You all have your own audience match points. And the problem with most scripts is it never takes your personal DNA into consideration. And when you speak from these three traits, your buyers feel safe, they feel seen, and they are more likely to buy from you faster. This is your secret edge. Your personality, Your personality is your secret edge. And when you use these things, you can't help but not sound salesy. But you do need to identify these three traits and use them over and over and over again. Now, if you're new and you haven't figured out how to determine these, I will also drop the link to my free authentic sales DNA guide in the show notes for you so that you can take 10, 15 minutes and figure those out. Put them on your wall and remember, this is me and I'm excited and proud of these things. So now that you understand the when, where, and how component of using scripts, and you also understand the importance of your DNA, your edge coming through, let's apply those to script making, because it's not just a matter of follow step one, step two, step three. I can't tell you how to fix step one unless you understand how step one relates to your DNA. When you apply these to your scripts, I am telling you, you're going to have a ton more impact. Your customers are going to feel valued, and you're going to feel really good about offering help without the ick. And the truth is, you don't need 100-line scripts. Like when I see, I have seen all the scripts. I have seen sleazy scripts. I have seen scripts that look like novels. I have seen long, annoying scripts. I've seen short, direct, spammy scripts. The truth is, you don't need hundreds of lines. You need five, count them, five clear sections of your script. And I want you to understand these five sections so that you understand, one, how do I put together my own scripts? Two, how do I take a script that was given to me and make it my own? And lastly, how can I use this so I don't sound weird? And this is what I mean by use the script. Just don't be the script. The framework is really simple. It's an acronym, OCAINE. I wish it was sexier than that, but it's not. OCAIN. OCAINE. It is open, clarify, align, invite, next step. If your script doesn't have these four things, friends, it's not a script. It's rambling, it's noise. And the truth is, honestly, I'm going to say this like we're friends. It's spam. Going to take a sip of my coffee. Because I know that hurt. If it doesn't have those five things, it's spam. It's spam. That's how you know. Is this spammy? Is this sleazy? Go through that checklist. Does it have those five things? Let's break them down. Open. The job of the open is to provide context, hear me, so that you do not sound random. You sound personal. This is a mistake commonly made. There's no context in the opener. It answers the question, why me, why now? And there's typically a trigger event. So something happened that provides the context for this script. So if you looked at this, an opener is context plus warmth and often permission. Permission. So you got to provide some context. I am sending this to you because, and you don't say it like that, but like if I, and I will provide a little framework for you. But a lot of times when I ask people, why are you using that text? The answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I was just told, send this to 15 people. And when you're told, send this to 15 people, 20 people, 100 people, or whatever, and it's random, you are now spammy because there's no context. So if someone gives you a script and they say, use the script, you should be able to ask, when? When do I use that script and in what context? So remember, it's context plus warmth plus permission. Because your goal is always safety. I want them to feel safe connecting with me. So context could look like a post they made, a comment during a conversation in person, an upcoming deadline. Hey, summer is coming. Kids are going back to school. Those are deadlines or some sort of milestone. Someone's getting married. Someone graduated. Somebody's connecting about a holiday. Like what are these milestone moments? In other words, in your script, you need to be able to say why you were reaching out at that particular moment. I think for some of you, you could actually stop right now, don't do it, and be like, oh, that's my major problem. Like, I don't actually ever provide context. Step number two of OKing is clarity. It's two simple questions to understand their goal or what's in the way. So a lot of times when I see people write scripts, it assumes that you know everything and there is no room for interaction. It's just, I am texting you to buy this thing or to sign up for this thing. And there you go. And I'm willing to go through 1,000 people that are going to be irritated and block me before I actually get to someone that is super excited to be working with me. Okay. It's a coffee kind of day. All right. Next is a line. Reflect on what you heard and connect to how you can help. The next two steps are about closing. They are part of closing, something that so many people don't do. So many scripts actually don't even have a next action, which always surprised me. Or the action is too big. It's like, buy the thing. And I'm like, we're not even there yet. So an invitation is designed to ask if they want a specific kind of help, and then also provide the next step, which is usually a clear micro action, a clear micro commitment, and then what happens after. Here's something that's really fun to understand. There are actually closing styles. And when you use the right closing style, you avoid being way too soft or way too pushy. And when you pick a style that feels natural to you, or you learn how to pivot your style based on the type of questions that they're asking or the objections, everything just flows so nicely. So remember this, a close is simply how you invite a decision. It's how you naturally help and how you make them feel safe, like naturally. No trickery is natural. So style number one is the calm guide. This is someone that talks in steps and timelines. Personality or trait. Style number two is the hype friend. It's like energy and kickstarting and like, let's go, the hype friend. Closing style number three is the data detective. It's the person that provides the proof, the comparison, the ROI, the numbers, all the things data, data detective. And then style number four is the vision coach. It's the person that talks about identity and outcome. So let's look at one conversation with these four endings so that you can pick the one that sounds most like you. So in this particular scenario, let's say they want more clients, but their schedule is chaotic. The calm guide would respond with steps and timelines. So they might say something like, if we start next Monday, by next Friday, your entire calendar will be reorganized and your replies will be templated. Like, that's going to save you a lot of time. Want me to send you the simple sign up? So I'm speaking to you in timelines and steps. If we do this by then, this is going to happen then. Let me just send this over to you. Like, do you want me to send you the sign up? So your hype friend response is going to look more like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a win this week, a 2-hour block, and DM scripts that get you answers. Do you want the link? Super simple, right? I'm talking to you with energy and kickstarting you into action. Super hypey, energetic. Let's get going. The Data Detective, remember, they're offering proof, comparison, and ROI. They might be, well, option B reduces time and increases your replies by 30% and protects your Tuesdays. Do you want the outline? See, now I'm offering you an outline. Doop. Data. Outline. Your vision coach is going to answer something like, you're stepping into CEO time. This is the move that protects it. Want to map out your first 30 days? All of those are just variations of the same response, but with different focuses on different things. And as I went through those, there's some of those that felt better for you, and those are probably the ones that are closer to your style. So before you send any sort of script, walk through a couple of questions. Is the strategy clear? What's the point of this message? What just happened that makes this message timely? That's your context trigger. Like, why now? And then the benefit. What's in it for them? Why should they care? What in their life is going to get easier? This is so critical, y'all. So many of you are creating scripts without benefits to them, without knowing what in their life is actually going to get easier. And you can see very clearly, if you incorporate some of these into your scripting, the person is going to feel seen. They're absolutely going to feel like you understand them. And 100%, they're going to be like, yes, you get me. And I get your intention to help me, guide me, save me time, whatever the answer is. Now, if you want more detail on this particular framework and how to implement them, especially these closes, there's going to be a link in the show notes called Closing Styles. And I will send those over to you so that you get some really good examples and breakdowns of what this looks like using the OKane framework. We're going to play a little game now called Spot the Icks and How to Fix It Fast. If it feels off, it's usually one section. And if you fix that one section, the whole thing shifts. Guess which section it is? It's the open. It's typically the open. Usually if the open is fake, if there's zero context, people are like, ew, new, block. The fix for zero context is to find some context. It's super simple. I saw your story about specific trigger event, whatever that happens to be. Can I share one idea that helped me cut that time or help me fix that? Can I share one idea that helped me solve that problem in a week, a month, 30 days, what have you? But it's context. It can also be something like, based on our call yesterday when you said blank, right? Or based on our conversation last month, a lot of times scripts need to thread from conversation to conversation, but they always start with the context. So when you are looking at clarifying, the ick happens here when you sound a bit like interrogative or like poking. So a fix for that might be something like, what would it feel like in 30 days? Or what usually gets in the way? So instead of interrogating, which I have been guilty of myself, think about like something simple. What usually gets in the way? What'd it feel like to solve this in the next 30 days? Under alignment, the ick here shows up when there's overpromising or superiority. A fix here is super simple. You want X and Y blocks it. Here's the piece of my offer that solves why. So it might look like you want to sell without feeling salesy. And Your sales scripts are blocking that. Here's the piece of my offer that solves for spammy scripts. So under invite, which remember is part of the close, people struggle the most with this because they see such outrageous examples for this that typically don't work, that they're like, I just don't want to do that. So they don't do anything. And really the part that is making you uncomfortable is either pressure or hype during the close. You know what that looks like. I don't have to explain that. But a fix for that is as simple as, want me to map out what this would look like for your week. So if somebody's like, I don't really know what I should do next, or I'm really not sure where to go from here, or I'm still thinking about it. Like, those are all common responses that ignite in most people pressure or hype. It would be so simple to just say, I get that. Do you want me to map out what this would look for you next week? You want me to map out what this would look for you in your first month? Do you want me to map out what most people do next? And then next steps. Oh my gosh, I'm chuckling because this is such a simple thing. But man, do people, they put the onus on the prospect to do all the works as part of the next step. Like, y'all, the project broadcast, the website, the communities where your prospect is left to do the treasure hunting themselves is like the ick. Like, okay, here's your next step. Watch these five things. No, your next step is there's no path. I don't tell you what to do next. No, those all ick. Putting somebody in a community and letting them figure out what they're supposed to do there, also no path. So it's really simple, y'all. Just something like reply yes or let me know. And I'll send you a three-step outline. Boop, bada bing, bada boom, super simple. So how do you fix scripts? Okay, so I'm going to tell you a five-step formula to change any spammy script. I mean, inauthentic script. You're going to grab one line that you hate, and in five steps, we're going to make it usable. Step number one is obviously, find the line and identify the job of that line. You should be able to identify, is this sentence designed to open, clarify, align, invite, or next step? What job is this sentence? If it has no job, delete it. It's excess. Are you picking up what I'm laying down here? Step number two is friend test it. Okay, so maybe you fixed it. Maybe it, like, sometimes you're going to delete it. Sometimes you're going to fix it. And either way, you're going to do what I call the friend test rewrite. You're going to read it like you were texting it to your best friend. Replace any words that you don't use, any words that are weird, any words that don't sound like you. And you're going to apply the one breath rule. If you can't say it in one breath, it's too long. Step number three is your word pacing and what we call your medium match. So your word pacing is just the speed at which you happen to talk. And your medium match is a fancy word for what type of channel do you want to choose for this message. So choose the channel that you're strongest in. Is this a DM? Is it an email? Is it a voice message? Is it a phone call? Adjust your speed and length to match how you naturally talk. A lot of people send really long scripts, and maybe that works for them. I'm willing to bet that it probably doesn't, but maybe it does. But if you look at something and you think this is way too long, trust your instinct and adjust accordingly. Step number four is add a values and autonomy signal. Add a values, we believe the same thing, and autonomy, meaning you get to decide signal in your script. So add one line that shows your values and also respects their choice. So it might be something like, my job isn't to pressure you, it's to guide you. Do you want a quick outline before you decide? What am I saying? I'm actually saying that I value giving guidance versus pushing people. I'm also saying I'm giving you the choice. I'm not sending it over to you. I'm not just automatically going into the next step. I'm asking permission. Step number 5 is snap in your style. Add one micro story, one example, one you-ism. I have so many isms. Like, and if you have been listening for a while, you know what they are. I say things like, listen, Linda, are you picking up what I'm laying down? Stop the bus. Get on the bus. The ship is leaving. The train has left the station. I have all kinds of things that if I were actually to write them on a piece of paper and say, who is this person? And you'd been following me, you'd be like, that's just NVF. I actually once had a group of people who I love and adore make t-shirts out of all my Genevieve-isms. I was highly complimented because I actually work very hard to create connection with my customers. So you want to do that same sort of thing. And by the way, I just did both of those things. I used my isms and I also told a little micro story to bring out the example. You might say something like, here's the simple plan I'd use if you were on my porch right now. I also say things like, let's grab a cup of coffee and have a little chat, right? Whatever it is that sounds like you, you guys, so many of you are at the right place at the right time and simply just sanding off too much of yourselves and sanitizing yourself for the sake of some script that doesn't sound like you, which is why our mantra is structure stays, phrasing plays. And then make the style moves that make the most sense. In other words, choose your best clothes style. It's the one that sounds like you, and just use it over and over and over again. Once you get used to doing this, it makes so much sense and closing gets easier and easier. If you're a calm guide, you might say, here's a plan. Want me to walk you through each step one at a time? If you're the hype friend, let's get going. Let's get this first week energized. If you're more logical and precise, lean into your data detective. Based on your time and your budget, option B is the lowest and it's the best fit risk-wise. Want the outline? If you're leaning into your vision coach, just simply say, you said you're becoming fill in the blank. Want to map that out for the first 30 days and see what support looks like? The best way to pick this if you're unsure is to ask yourself, what do people thank you the most for? Do they thank you the most for your calmness? Do they thank you the most for your energy, your clarity, your vision? What is it? Start there. Okay, well, we have run out of time, which means that I'm going to have to break this down into another complete podcast. So I guess I didn't deliver everything that I promised, but if you tune in next week, we will wrap this all up in greater detail. In the meantime, I have put all the links in the show notes. Make sure you have your sales DNA guide. I will put the examples of how to use the framework using each step and with each of the different closes. And I put the link in there for episode number 6. I hope you're excited. I hope that it's opening the door a little bit. I understand it's going to take a minute for you to learn how to sell like you, but we're going to keep at it until we get it right. Make sure that you subscribe and please rate and leave a comment wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. And for sure, if you want to stay connected, make sure you sign up for The Shift, which is my weekly newsletter where I put all of these notes in automatically for you. Looking forward to helping you be a version of yourself more authentically and create more impact, because I know what you got going on, the world absolutely needs. So go have a great week and make it a little less weird.